Cities, counties getting cleanup help from USDA. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Everywhere you turn in the aftermath of our state's biggest flood in 1,000 years, you see pile after pile of debris. And helping to fund some of that debris removal for local governments is the state's Natural Resources Conservation Service through their Emergency Watershed Protection Program.
We've got 33 sponsors who have requested assistance, and a majority of those do have some sort of debris problems around their streets and bridges and that kind of thing that we can assist with as long as it's adjacent to a stream.
Alton Miller is the program manager of the EWP in Tennessee, and he says this program is limited to the removal of debris along streams, creeks, or bridges that pose a threat to life or property. And also assistance can be provided for severe erosion along stream banks.
That funding will be used to put in a project agreement, what we call a cooperative agreement. It's basically a contract between the local government and ourselves, and that's where we tell them how much money we're providing, what we're requiring them to do, and what we're saying we're going to do, so it's a contract.
So far, NRCS has obligated some $1 million through the EWP program and have requested at least $2 million more, and Alton Miller says never before has there been this much interest in this program.
And that's evidenced just by the flooding that has gone on in the area and how many homes that were not in flood zones or not in the 100-year flood zone, we flooded the 500-year, we flooded the 1,000-year, and most people never knew where the 500 was and never knew where the 1,000 was for sure, but we know now.
For more information on the EWP program, contact your nearest USDA Service Center. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.